You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aotearoa households can expect an average increase of around $10 per month in their electricity bills as lines and transmission charges rise to cover increased costs and investment in the electricity network. Changes to the consumer care obligations have also come into place, giving households more of a say if their power were to be cut off. I spoke with University of Otago's Dr. Kimberly O'Sullivan to find out more on this and which advice she has for households which experience the repercussions of the increases. So my first question is, could you tell us a bit more about the recent increase in power prices and what impacts on people they are having?
Sure. So from the 1st of April, there are new increases to power charges, which come from basically getting the power from where it is generated to households. So there's some increases there. And there are also the increases from the phase out of the low fixed user charges. So those price increases are hitting households now. What it looks like when a household can't afford enough electricity is that they start to cut back on things like heating, even cooking, showering, even sometimes the lighting, they'll cut back on that. And they'll cut back on other essentials as well to make sure that they can keep the lights on. And that means that they perhaps won't seek out healthcare, might not be able to pick up prescriptions, or they would start to cut back on grocery items like meat and fresh vegetables.
What are the reasons for the increases?
So the increases come through from the flow on from the Commerce Commission has recently allowed the new increases to cover the increases in deliveries. So the line charges, the transmission and distribution charges have gone up, and they go up on a 5-year cycle. So that took effect from the 1st of April. And then again, the phase out of what was the low fixed user charges is happening, and that's been a stepped process with another step happening from the 1st of April as well. Now, we're also probably starting to see a bit of an increase in actual power prices as well, and that kind of flowed through from last winter's energy shortages and the increased prices that we were seeing in the market then.
Should we be expecting further increases in the future, and if so, when?
Well, if we're learning anything from history, it's that power prices do tend to increase. So I wouldn't be expecting power prices to go down anytime soon. In fact, we'd be expecting future increases as well.
And tell us more about the consumer care obligations that were recently introduced and how they're going to change some things.
Yeah, so the consumer care obligations that have come into effect this year, that's really the first time that we've had minimum consumer protections for households purchasing electricity. And this means that now an electricity company cannot cut somebody off or disconnect somebody who is dependent on a critical medical electronic device like an oxygen machine. So if you tell your electricity provider that you are medically dependent on electricity, and it might be for a range of different reasons, but an oxygen machine is just one example, they will not be able to disconnect you even if you can't pay.
What advice do you have for listeners that are wanting to keep their power prices down?
In terms of how you can protect yourself from these increases, firstly, I would say if you are struggling to pay your bill, please do contact your electricity retailer. I know that this can be kind of something that people don't like to do or are afraid of doing, but the new consumer protections mean that your electricity retailer needs to work with you to help you to come up with a plan for how you can pay. There might also be some help in terms of discounts or a grant that your electricity provider might be able to help you with if you are experiencing hardship as a result of the low fixed user charge changes. So it is worth talking to your electricity retailer. And if you do feel worried about that, then there are consumer support services who can help you to navigate that process. So please do contact your electricity retailer, and if you're feeling worried about it, then get somebody to help you with that.
And that was University of Otago's Dr. Kimberly O'Sullivan telling us more about the recent power price increases and what the changes to the consumer care obligations mean for households.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.